is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. Welcome to another episode of The New World Next Week, our weekly video series that aims to cover the most important developments in alternative news and open source intelligence. And we'll, of course, mention you can find all the episodes and more here on YouTube, but as well, NewWorldNextWeek.com. James, let's get right into it with a story from the French agency Press. Scientists admit climate change worse before human CO2. A worst-case scenario devised by U.S. researchers shows that the American Southwest could experience a 60-year stretch of heat and drought unseen since the 12th century. Researchers at the University of Arizona examined studies of temperature changes and droughts in the region over the past 1,200 years and used them to project future climate models in the hopes that water resource managers could use the info to plan ahead. An examination of the past through human-kept records, but also via rings in the cores of trees that can show periods of wetness or drought, showed that dry spells of earlier centuries were much worse than we have seen in modern times. Quote, major 20th century droughts pale in comparison to droughts documented in paleoclimatic records over the past two millennia, end quote, the researchers wrote, noting that high temperatures coincided with lengthy dry spells in medieval times. As I said, this comes from the French agency Press, but is posted to climategate.tv. And James, we'll throw it back to you, the webmaster of climategate.tv, to give us our related story to this.
Oh, I will do that in just a second, but it just seems to me from that story, it almost seems like droughts and high temperatures in the medieval period? How could that possibly be? I mean, we know it's only a 20th century phenomenon, right, James?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's all because of dirty humans.
Absolutely. There's no other explanation. So that's strange. Well, anyway, yes. So the related story that we're talking about today is also related to the ongoing climate hoax and the science supposedly surrounding it. And it goes back to something that James Hansen said earlier this year. Basically, he said that, hey, guess what? This year is going to be the hottest year on record. And then, of course, we had the strongest La Nina ever on record kick in. And we have record cold temperatures across vast swaths of the globe, which Hansen is now arguing is only in Europe. And interestingly enough, GIS, which is one of the three or four main temperature records for the globe, the one that Hansen controls, is showing a marked upswing in the temperature data in the last half of this year, showing that this will be the hottest year on record. But I have a post up on climategate.tv. You can go take a look for yourself. It's showing that most of the data there is actually interpolated. It's not actually coming from actual measurements of temperature. So once again, we see the hoax going on. And I don't think many people who are shivering through this winter are going to believe it. But at any rate, there you go. But it's just, as I say, another part of this ongoing hoax that is taking place on so many levels. And you could question even the temperature story on so many levels, like the idea of a global mean temperature, let alone how it's calculated, let alone all of the weather stations that are used to interpolate data in other parts of the world where there are no weather stations, let alone the urban heat island effect that NASA is now saying is 9 degrees Celsius in some areas. I mean, 9 degrees of warming in urban heat islands, and most of the weather stations are located in those areas. I mean, it's not rocket science to figure out what's going on here. The data is being skewed, and we've known this for a long time. We've known that the studies that show that there is no urban heat island effect came from Phil Jones at the University of East Anglia, and we now know that they were fudging the data with the Chinese weather stations that were used in that study, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But suffice it to say, the climate change meltdown is still continuing to occur even after Cancun and all of the ridiculous nonsense that people are still trying to do and push in the name of this carbon eugenics fraud.
Well, and all I'll have to quickly throw in is whether we're talking about ClimateGate or 9/11 or the War of Terror, if it's such a slam dunk case, why is it always surrounded by lies and subterfuge and obfuscation?
Absolutely, that's exactly it. If it needs to be lied about, it can't be that true.
So our second story, I suppose, is related in a way, and we'll take it from USA Today. Virginia court rules portions of Obamacare unconstitutional. Obama's health care law loses opening round in court. A federal judge in Virginia struck down the Obama administration's requirement that all Americans buy health insurance, a key provision in the landmark health care bill that the president signed in March of this year. The ruling, which came December 13th, if upheld, could undercut the entire health care plan, though U.S. District Judge, the guy in question, Henry Hudson, wrote that his decision will surely be appealed, probably all the way to the Supreme Court, saying, quote, "The outcome of this case has significant public policy implications, and the final word will undoubtedly reside with a higher court." I have a flashback for you to Media Monarchy, March 23rd of this year, landmark legislation. Both parties collude to bring U.S. health scare. And I'll say it again, and I've said it on my radio show time and time again, that if they wanted to give us all health care, they could deliver it with the same shock and awe fashion that they deliver death and destruction around the world for a fraction of the cost, just as the late, great Bill Hicks joked about. James?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, the part of this story that I like, I guess, because it shows that we still do have some type of media that will ask questions, is the fact that I believe it was CNSnews.com asked Pelosi about this back when they were debating it and saying, well, what part of the Constitution grants you the right to force people to buy this health care? And she dismissed it by saying,
Madam Speaker, where specifically does the Constitution grant Congress the authority to enact an individual health insurance mandate?
Are you serious?
So it goes to show that these politicians can live in their little never-never land and believe that they have the right to do whatever they want, but it's not necessarily so. And even if the court did rule, even if the Supreme Court overturns this ruling and they rule that, oh yes, the government does have the right to do that, it doesn't make it so. And people have to realize that just because the government says something does not mean it so.
Now, of course, we can't rely on the mainstream media to always ask those kind of uncomfortable questions, and I think that's why it's incumbent upon us, independent citizens, going out on our own, not necessarily a part of any group or under any name or banner, and asking questions of our supposed leaders. James, this leads us directly into our third and final story, because if not the corporate-controlled media, then who? And of course, that's us, and that's you and me and anybody else who can hear or see New World Next Week, or any of the other fantastic alternative media outlets out there. From the one and only ABC News, YouTube will allow users to flag videos for promoting terrorism. Can the will of the people protect the idea of free speech? America's founding fathers said no, but YouTube is going to give it a try. In an effort to scrub the video site of clips that promote terrorism or extremism, YouTube has announced that it will allow its users to flag propaganda videos for removal. As the LA Times reports, the move is a long time coming. Senator Joseph Lieberman, quote-unquote independent of Connecticut, has been lobbying YouTube to remove such videos for years. He told the LA Times that YouTube's move is a good first step toward curtailing an effective terror recruitment tool, though lawmakers would prefer for the videos to be pre-screened before they're ever even posted. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, a Democrat, has also asked YouTube to remove some videos, specifically videos from Anwar al-Awlaki, an American-born cleric now seen as a major al-Qaeda leader. Our question that ABC closes this brief article with, is user flagging a good way to remove terror propaganda videos? Or is this a threat to free speech? James, before I throw it back to you, we have a lot of other flashbacks and related links for folks to check out this story that Lieberman sent letters to Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google, saying they're not doing enough. That even goes back to May of 2008. ABC News reported YouTube not doing enough to remove terror content. And again, we reference Anthony Weiner saying, well, I wish they were just surveilled before the videos even go live. Earlier this year in June, Lieberman tells Internet to relax about the kill switch bill that he had been working on foisting through the Congress. And, of course, he said, China has these kind of controls on the Internet. We should have that here. And we can also mention Howard Schmidt, ex of Microsoft, now Obama's chief cyberspace czar, saying we want a national Internet identity authentication plan, essentially. You need to get scanned to get on the internet. James, just as we said last week, and that's still the story brewing around, is WikiLeaks and the who and the why and the what and the where, and ultimately what it means for web freedom. That, sure, we'll have the internet just like we can fly, but we'll have to be groped into oblivion to even get on board. James.
That's such a good analogy, because really, if anyone can take a look at what's happening at the airports in America with the TSA minimum wage clerks basically groping whoever they want, I mean, if people can look at that and see all that's going on in the name of supposed terror and not extrapolate from that and realize that pretty soon we're going to have the cyber equivalent of all of that going on in the name of so-called cyber terror, then they don't have very much imagination, I would say. But this is not a surprising story. We know that it's coming, and really, a few years from now, I assume everyone is thinking, well, that's the way these events are unfolding. So, unfortunately, if we don't act now, we're going to lose what we have now, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before videos like this one start being seen as terroristic threats, and people start flagging them. Oh my God! So, for anyone who is watching this on YouTube, which of course is Google, which of course is the NSA, as we've talked about time and time again, well, why aren't you watching it on blip.tv, because we do put it up there as well, and that's not CIA creation, or at least not blatantly so. So we have to, we do have this material on several different sites, so just keep in mind if and when that ever happens to us and other alternative information like this, you can go to other sites to get it as well.
The only idea that just kind of came to me is perhaps something that folks could do to kind of game this system is to essentially abuse it and promote flag every corporate news outlet, you know, hyping the latest terror bust as promoting terrorism, because of course it does and it is. So perhaps we could make it completely useless for them.
Right. I like that idea, just like I like the using all these spying tools and reporting functions and snitch state things to report on the government and Anwar al-Awlaki meeting with the chief of the army and things like that.
All right, there it is, another jam-packed episode of NewWorldNextWeek.com. And again, like we say, NewWorldNextWeek.com directly leads over to our Blip site that has the videos in multiple formats, and you can even get the audio version, just any way that we can spread this information out, James.
That's right. Well, let's continue doing it. I hope people check out MediaMonarchy.com, and I hope people will check out CorbettReport.com, as I've just put up the DVD that I've been promising for a while, so it's now available for purchase from the site, so I hope people will check that out. And I'll also be donating a few dozen copies over to James in Media Monarchy, so you can also get it through him, and he'll have more information about that on his site as well.
All right, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.